Thank you. Thank you, Jacob. And for Lucius, it's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan, and the Rangers hosting the Tigers tonight. It is a pickleball paddle night. First 15,000 fans going to get one. And Jared Sandler joins us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It's also a Together for Texas t-shirt night, so that'll be a nice touch, and those are going to be available at Section 112. If you are on your way to the ballpark, please do come say hi. Jared, welcome back. How the heck are you?
What's up, guys? It's great to be back here in DFW. You know, the Together for Texas shirts, obviously, to support the relief efforts, right? We were gone before the floods happened, and we didn't get back. I mean, this is the first home game for the Rangers since. Like, and that kind of.
Yeah.
So, I think it will be meaningful for a lot of players, including players on the Rangers who I know have expressed just a desire to use their platform to make a difference in times like this.
You mentioned the road trip. Now we have 9 at home, and it starts with the Tigers. Like, how important are these 9, and how tough are these Tigers?
Yeah, they're really good. They're not, like, okay. Casual baseball fan coming to the yard tonight. Oh, Tigers, best team in the American League. Let's look at their roster. You're not going to see a roster littered with stars, or at least guys who are household names, but they just do a lot of things really well. I mean, like, and that might even be selling them short. I think they're a very well-managed team. I think A.J. Hinch.
I know.
I've said this before, and I hate that. Like, I've kind of.
He is damn good.
But he is, I think, one of the three best managers in baseball. They match up really well. They've built a roster that matches up well. But the difference is, a couple years ago, they really only could match up. They didn't have a ton of guys who are like, no matter who's on the mound, this guy's in the lineup. They've got more of those guys. They found a way to repurpose Javier Baez into an all-star again. They've got stuff out of Spencer Torkelson. And then obviously their pitching's really good. Reese Olson, who's starting tonight, outstanding. The Rangers actually got to him in May, a little odd because they don't hit changeups well, and he's got one of the best changeups in baseball. And then obviously the Rangers on Sunday will face Tarek Skubal, and he's been outstanding.
Okay, I know you've been looking for the next Jason Dickinson in DFW Sports, Jared.
Yeah,
it goes way, way back. Cody Freeman getting called up, man. I was reading about him. Kennedy Landry had a great article. Been following along MLB Pipeline. He's not in the lineup. Rowdy gets the nod at first base tonight. But your thoughts on Rowdy Tellez and then the new call-up with Haggerty going down and Cody Freeman.
Yeah, so, you know, I think Rowdy Tellez will start against, certainly will start against righties and maybe start in general. Cody Freeman will probably face lefties. I mean, I hate to say that his first major league start is going to come Sunday against Tarek Skubal, but there's a high possibility of that. Now, you know,
a guy. Cody's got him.
That's tough.
Yeah, hey, you never know, right? Like, you Adam Rosales was the Chris Sale killer. So Cody Freeman was fourth round in 2019. At times was like he was a catcher, and now kind of does. He can play a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little Josh Smith in him.
Yeah, he can play a little bit of everything. He's done really well this year. He's had a good season. The power has been there. The middle of the order run production in AAA. You know, he's hitting 315. You wonder, the walks aren't there, but when you're hitting 315, you know, maybe I it's tough to say that, like, you don't have the discipline to walk. I just always wonder, the thing that, like, I'm curious about with any player making the jump from any minor league level to the major leagues, are you going to be able to lay off the pitches that are separators in the big leagues versus the minor leagues?
Could get exposed.
Yeah, but, hey, he's had a great year, and What a success story. A guy that's, you know, he's kind of slowly progressed. He's done different things at points, changed positions, but now can do a little bit of everything. And, hopefully he'll help support them off the bench right now.
Rowdy is 6'4", 270.
He is massive.
He's the Girthquake, right?
I mean, Eric, he is 6'4", 270, sells it short. I mean, like, that might be accurate,
really?
But there's some guys who, like, he is just a massive individual. But, yeah, he... he'll start against righties, like I said. He's a left-handed hitter. I don't know what the plan is against lefties. My guess is he'd be an off-the-bench option there. He's hit for power, not hit for a lot of average, but he's hit for power. And, whether it's temporary or, you know, he earns more of a permanent stay here, we'll see. But, you know, he's a guy with a big league track record, right? And so the possibility of him maybe catching fire or having something that clicks, that's there, right? And I think the Rangers hopefully – or the Rangers hope that, you know, he can find something. And again, even if he's just providing some power, that'd be helpful.
Does it reflect poorly on Josh Jung that he wasn't the guy already, or is it just still too soon?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, right? Like, obviously, if he went down to AAA and he was busting down the doors, hitting, you know, 350 or whatever, in a small sample, hitting 400, he'd probably come up. Not to play first, but he'd probably come up. He hasn't done what they want, right? Josh Jung is down in AAA on his timeline. Mm-hmm. When he performs well, they will create a roster spot, right? Now, obviously, when there are injuries and spots open up, that helps. But when Josh Jung's ready, Josh Jung's here, right? He's a former All-Star. But, yeah, I think they really want Josh to iron out some things. And, I like that. I don't love when you send a guy down because the performance needs to be better, and then first opportunity to call him up, even if he hasn't earned his way back up, you call him up. But that's not how Chris Young's operated, and I respect that. And hopefully you start to get production heading in the right direction. And again, it's not like, let's look at the box score. It's what's the process of the at-bats, and is he doing things like laying off the elevated fastball? Because, again, if you're not laying off that pitch in AAA, you're sure as heck not going to come up to the big leagues and lay off that pitch, right? So he might go 2-for-4 in a given night, but what was the process in those at-bats, and how do they think it's going to translate here?
How did that develop? Like, was that just pitchers making an adjustment that he couldn't, or did he get stuck somewhere and start pressing? What happened?
Probably both. In 2023, he was the All-Star starter, third, got hurt in the second half, but had a great year. Last year, tough judge, right? I think last year, let's say Josh Jung would have been healthy last year, probably would have dealt with this stuff last year. And this year, hopefully, would have been the year where it's like, okay, now he's made the adjustment to their adjustments. But this is his second, like, true major league season. And I think you got a case of the league having more of a book on him, and he just hasn't been able to adjust. And I think pressing is a part of that.
Are you confident that he will be a very good big league player?
I am confident that Josh Jung is an everyday major league player. Is he a guy who, year in, year out, you think he could be an All-Star? We'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Mm. How about Langford? Where are we with him?
Yeah, I am not wavering one bit in the idea that this guy's going to be special. I mean, he has had what we believe is maybe not the step forward that, I guess, was projected. But you look at the year he's had, and if this is not the step forward, if this continues to be the floor, it's a pretty good floor. And again, I go to plate discipline, right? The plate discipline here in year two has not dropped off. It's not like the league figured him out and now he can't figure out how to get out of this. You know, he's just, you know, I think he is continuing to grow and learn like a young player, but the power-speed combo is pretty special.
With the Dane Dunning move, are they setting up some cash to get a reliever? What's the trade deadline update coming out of the break?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. You know, it's not like they save $10 million, but I think they probably save around $1 million, and all that stuff makes a big difference, right? That $1 million prorated the rest of the year is, a pre-arb good player, or maybe an early arb reliever or something, you know, that could help you get across the line there financially. So, yeah, you know, I don't know if Jose Diaz is going to make a difference, but, you know, I think Dane Dunning is obviously, I think a lot of that is maybe there wasn't a fit, but also an opportunity to clear a little space to make other moves.
When you say A.J. Hinch is the best manager, is Boach number one and Ron Washington number two?
Chris Woodward, 2A.
Yeah, I don't know. And by the way, I said Jose Ruiz, what I meant. I'm sorry.
I was going to correct you, but I didn't want to be disrespectful.
That's my
box
fault.
Score watch.
Yeah, no, that's my bad. Boach for me still is top three. Don't know that modern day Wash. I don't know that 2025 Wash would be, but I'll say this: before he went out with medical reasons, he has a team playing better than they are, and he deserves credit for that. But yeah, I think Boach is still as sharp now as he was back in his Giants days, and obviously, 2023 he did a heck of a job dealing with some tough challenges with the bullpen.
Jared, you were the victim of a record-setting question in fan history. Brian Broaddus leading the league in interruptions. He's back at it again.
They interrupted Soros.
You have not heard this. You didn't even realize you were a multi-time G-Bag of the Day champion.
I did not.
This,
but I didn't get to five?
You didn't get to five, but you are honorary. You are honorary.
Oh.
And listen, I was pissed. Yeah. I voted for it.
Nice.
Okay? Take it away, Brian Broaddus.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like going, I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah.
The third one.
You think it's over.
Was that a four-parter? Wow. Your reaction?
You know,
did you feel frustrated?
I did. You know, the first part, thinking back to it, listening, I think the first part, I was just trying to quickly navigate a little database to make sure what the season-wide data has been. So I think he helped me out.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's frustrating. And also, we all know if he's Interruptosaurus, I can be Ramblosaurus. So, you know, I got to be careful. I got to look in the mirror. I know what I'm working with here. But that was that was really funny listening to it. My favorite question, though, is still Eric's question.
The opening day.
Opening day.
Oh, okay.
The one to me, like, yeah. Wasn't even sure what the question was.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jared. You're always dropping knowledge, even when you are rambling, sir. So thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Appreciate it,
let's take at least two from these Tigers. There's Jared Stanley's got the pregame coming up at 6:30, and we're back with what you drinking and what you thinking. Load them up now at 877-881-1053. You've been waiting for it. It's quitting time. Crack them and call us. It's coming up next here on The Fan. I want to chat.